Welcome to Super Tassis for Parashas Ki Seitze. I have three stories for you. The first story is about Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Baal Sifsei Chaim, who was getting old and getting ill, and the doctors told him that he didn't have much more time on planet Earth or much more time in this world. And he asked the Shaila to Rav Shach, well, what am I supposed to spend, you know, the end of my life doing now? And Rav Shach said, you work on your midos. This is a particularly striking story because I'm certain that Rav Chaim Friedlander had quite extraordinary midos. He wrote extraordinary svarim with deep ideas and wrote deeply on midos. He sounds like the kind of person who had probably achieved a lot in midos. It's surprising to say that he's worked on midos, but it sounds like this is a great proof that midos are a part of a continuing process. Rav Avraham, the brother of the Gra, we have some of his ksavim, but when he was ill on his deathbed, he had lots of yisurin, and those yisurin were so palpable that the Gra lamented that he had to see his brother like this, that it was such a tough matzav to see his brother like that. And his brother said, if I had the strength, I would sing to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea is that yisurin can be machapir. You know, we have this idea of Tichla Shana, that we're coming up to Tichla Shana Vekilo Sehel. You know, all the bad things of the year are over, let them to be done. And that's an appropriate sentiment to a certain way, meaning to say we're not begging for the pain that becomes us. But at the same time, if we had pain over this past year or had any sort of Yisurin or challenges or whatnot, we can look to it and say, you know, Yisurin can be Mechaper. And that's ultimately a tova as well. There's a story about, I may have even mentioned it before. There's a story about a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim who went to a certain town and tried to give a Sichas Musar. And even though he spent all this time preparing and he felt like he delivered it beautifully and there were lots of people gathered there, he felt like it fell on deaf ears. And he didn't seem to feel very encouraged to do these sorts of things anymore, travel around. But the Chafetz Chaim, when he went to him to tell him what had happened, he said, yes, but it would be worth it to go for this whole thing just to keep people from saying Lashon Hara for 1 hour. So this is a good etzah for some of us who are working in Elul, trying to say, look, here's all the stuff that's on my slate. I had a far from perfect year. There are things that I'm not so proud of, and everything else, to say, you know what? One of the things that I can be makabel is just busy myself more with good things so I don't have time to do averus. This is the pshat I believe the Alshech gives when he says, Rotzo Kosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael Ofi Yekrach Yerba Mutur Mitzvos, and indeed this is also one of the two pshatim that Chavos Levavos gives why people have to do Hishtadlis for Parnassa. Is that if we keep ourselves busy, it'll keep us away from doing all the wrong things. And maybe it may not be the best way to get things done, but it can be a method and a tool in our quiver that we should consider. I was looking in Rabbi Chiel Michel Stern's Otzer Yedios on his Erech on Rosh Hashanah, just as the time is coming up, and I thought it might be worthwhile to just get a couple of those Rosh Hashanah ideas, especially for those of us who are preparing and, you know, we need that extra time. So there's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as the Zocher Kol HaNishkachos. He remembers everything that's forgotten. So Rav Moshe Lev Misosov is quoted to say as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really remembering. He only remembers what we forget. So when somebody has a mitzvah and they remember it, this is like a person who's taking credit. They're machzik tova la'atzman. These are the kinds of people who are doing it for their name, for their credit, and whatnot. And those sorts of people, that's a kind of gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not going to give them the same sort of credit as somebody who is not machzik tova la'atzman. And the same thing with an avira. Somebody who forgets an avira, it shows that they don't care. They don't view it as something wrong. This is just something that we can sweep under the rug. There's a beautiful Maharil that I actually mentioned to my wife and one of my daughters who both knew it. So I was very pleased, and it wasn't as familiar to me, but one of the reasons for Tashlich was that there's a medrash that says that on the way to Har HaMoriah, Avram Avinu was given a lot of obstacles by the Satan. The Satan tried to give all these natural phenomena to try to keep him from doing his mission. And one of them was a river with all these, these scary-looking waves and everything like that. And when the waves had scared them to the point where they were worrying about their lives, Avraham Avinu davened a beautiful daven in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved them. And the idea here that we are reminding ourselves as a minig for Rosh Hashanah is that there is no obstacle that will keep us from doing the Kodesh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim. When it's Ratzon HaHashem, we will do it. The last, one more that I'd like to share is the Ibn Ezra in Koheles, Hey Aleph. And the Ibn Ezra here writes an extended polemic against Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir and his piyutim. And the substance of his argument is quite extensive. But fundamentally, what he argues is that a person has a chiyuv to praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all moments because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's extraordinary kindness is truly overwhelming. And that's why we daven. But the problem is a person is chayiv to understand what they're saying. They're standing in front of Hashem, who has the ability to give you life or death. And you shouldn't be able to go into a tefillah and be saying things that you don't understand. Or even worse, that you misunderstand. And there the Ibn Ezra gives us many reasons why he believes that the Kalir's poetry is just, it's not understood, it's not written in a way that's understood enough to be included in the canon and tefillah. And not to stick my head between these great mountains, I will just say that the Yesod is a bedrock foundation of our lives, that the tefillah has meaning and the words have meaning, and that we need to make sure that we understand what we're saying to really max out from this extraordinary gift and this extraordinary opportunity. So take the time to look at the Machzor, to think about the tefillos, and to level up. Famous Meshech Chochma, that's also a Rosh Hashanah topic, is the topic of Makshtova Tova Mitzarta L'maisa. The idea that with respect to a Jew, if you get stalled for whatever reason in your attempt to do a mitzvah, so long as it was ones and so long as you tried to get it done, Kodesh Baruch Hu will credit you as if you had done that maisa, which is a wonderful thing. Why is that rule true? And why is that rule true only for Jews? Says the Meshech Chochma that we have spiritual DNA, and after the Akedah, the spiritual DNA of a Jew is to do Ratzon Hashem. And it is a presumptive status that every Jew wants to do Ratzon Hashem. So it's an amazing thing because the shofar reminds us about Akedas Yitzchak. And, we have all the kavanos of Rav Sadia Gaon. We have all the kavanos that are outside of his ten. And the Meshech Chochma hints to us a new kavana. We're supposed to be remembering the Akedah, but one of the leitmotifs of the Akedah is the turning point of all of Jewish history, where we can now believe that every single Jew, deep, deep down, wants to do good. We have to get rid of the schmutz. We have to take rid of the obstacles. We have to get the clarity of knowing what's good and remembering what's good and everything else like that. But still, when we hear the shofar in a certain way, it gives us extraordinary amounts of chizuk. A couple of things on the parsha. Let's do a shla on lo suchal yisalem with respect to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He says, the idea of this mitzvah is that avedas mamon of your friend you have to give back, and even more so avedos nefesh. And you are like a guarantor, somebody who has lost the derech. They've somehow veered, they've lost their path. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to bring back that aveda. So for this, that's why it says hashava and not chazara. Hashava, like tshuva. You need to figure out and to exert yourself and think how your brother is going to do tshuva, and you can't just give up. And that's even something you could be machriz on Shabbos, and it's a very important reminder to take the achrayas for another Jew. Next is Motzas Vasecha Tishmor Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha. This generally is speaking about Nidorim, but there's a remez here that this is specifically, like the Gemara Nida says, this is the Shavua that that is made to your neshama before it comes to this world, where it says Tei Tzadik V'Alti Rosha, that we need to live up to that particular netter that we already made. Another nice shla on the ma'aka. The ma'aka is a fence that's put around a roof. It says there's a remez that a gag is a roof is very high up, and we need guardrails on things which are very high up, which means that we need guardrails for gaiva, which makes us feel very high up, because otherwise that's where somebody will fall. Ki yipol hanofil mimenu, when somebody falls from it, lifnei shever gaon, before pride cometh, before the fall. Thank you for learning with me.